You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to share an absolutely fucking spectacular article. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 28th of May. Armed female bystander kills man firing at party in West Virginia. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Brah fucking vo. Ah, yes. Yes. Score one for the good citizen with the gun. In this case, the good woman with the gun, who took out the bad guy with the gun. A U.S. woman had fatally shot a man who opened fire on a crowd of people with a semi-automatic rifle in Charleston, West Virginia. Even though I highly disagree with this, because these people should not have their name put out to the public. But Dennis Butler, a 37-year-old with an extensive criminal history, was killed after he targeted a group of around 40 people attending a birthday party. Police spokesman Tony Haslett said the woman's quick reaction saved lives and may have prevented a mass shooting. It comes amid a national debate over guns after a school shooting in Texas. Butler had driven by the area earlier on Wednesday evening when he was warned to slow down because children were playing. He returned armed with an AR-15 type rifle and opened fire from his vehicle on the birthday slash graduation party outside the apartment complex in the city. Mr. Haslett told a news conference that the woman who fired back did not have any law enforcement background. She has not been identified. Now, in this case, in my humble opinion, she should be identified because of the hero that she is. Quote unquote, she's just a member of the community who was carrying her weapon lawfully, he said. And instead of running away from the threat, she engaged with the threat and saved several lives. Oh, there is no pun with what I'm about to say. Shots fired at that group of coward-ass cops down in Uvalde. And yeah, gentlemen, once you start reading even more into that story, yeah, you find out that the Border Patrol team was actually held back. Yeah. Now, there's a certain YouTuber who I'm not going to mention, and I don't want you to mention his name in the comment section, because in this situation, he is 1,000% wrong. He even put out a video called "The Police Were Not Wrong, Do Your Research." Oh, I'm sorry. There is no amount of procedure that would allow me to stand by and hear children being killed. I'm sorry. There is no red tape. But we all know the parents were telling those guys, go in there. But they decided to stick around with their thumbs up their ass and wait. But let me get back to the main article. Let me get back to a true hero. The woman remained at the scene after the shooting and is cooperating with investigators. Charges will not be filed against her, police said. Once again, gentlemen, this is spectacular. Butler was found dead at the scene from multiple gunshot wounds, police said. Mr. Hazlett said it is not yet clear how Butler obtained the weapon, which he was not legally allowed to carry as a convicted felon. Oh, that right there, gentlemen, that just stirs the pot even slower. The shooting comes after a teenage gunman killed 21 people at a Texas primary school with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle that had been purchased legally. See, that right there throws the whole gun control narrative out the window. The attack, America's worst school shooting in a decade, reignited the debate over private gun ownership, which is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Ah, gentlemen, let me go ahead and give this woman another round of fucking applause. Oh, this is wonderful news. This is wonderful. Now, the other day, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and buy a membership to a local range. I would definitely say the best $275 that I've spent so far. Outside of, you know, Waifus, the Jack Shack. But it's time for me to get back to training. I can definitely say that my skills have been rusty. But one of the general consensus that I was talking to with some of the guys there, come to find out, one of the guys is actually active duty Navy, and he has the same small arms instructor certification that I have. So we had a nice intensive conversation, to which a lot of people start naturally drawing toward us. But it was a good thing. It was a really good thing. I actually started feeling like an instructor again. But the general consensus that a lot more people have come to is this. Hey, the police are not there to protect you. Your safety is 100% your responsibility. Yeah, period, point blank. However, why is this article not being given the same level of media coverage that all the bad, tragic articles are being given? Well, we all know the answer to that very rhetorical question. Because it showcases that cops are not there to protect you. It also showcases that a criminal will get a gun no matter what. And it also showcases the fact that the community needs to take up arms. Whenever someone comes into your community and they present a threat, they need to have that slight bit of hesitation. Why? Because, hey, they don't know what's going to happen. This guy thought that he was not going to meet any resistance. However, that woman was there and she was packing heat and she shot back. She was obviously the better shot. But once again, why? Because in my humble opinion, it shows communities that they actually don't need the police. Remember, gents, I've always said this. Police are nothing more than a reactionary force. They only come after something has happened. Your safety is yours alone, and you must be ready to protect yourself. Now, there is a certain YouTuber who I will not mention, and I don't want you to mention his name in the comment section, but he put out a video called "The Police Were Not Wrong, Do Your Research." I'm sorry. In this one case, I highly disagree with him. Highly. There is no procedure on this planet that would have stopped me from going into that building. Military, law enforcement, when you take that oath, you give the government a blank check, including everything up to your own life for the mission. So no, there is no amount of procedure or red tape that would have stopped me. Once we had the building cordoned off, guess what? Hey, you three going this way. You three going that way. You find a convergence point and you go in. But nope, nope. Unfortunately, we have to go back to, you know, Charlie 19 and the lockdowns. A lot of good cops who probably would have charged into that school walked away because they were enforcing unconstitutional and unlawful orders. So what do you have? Unfortunately, you have a bunch of coward-ass cops who are only concerned about going home at the end of the shift. Hey, I called it exactly as I see it. And that's exactly the sentiment that I saw down in Texas. Those cops were not there to actually do their job. Oh, yeah, we're going to cordon off the area. And, okay, he shot at us, so we're going to wait till he runs out of ammo. What? No. Mm-mm. But all in all, it's good to see more people start to take their own safety into their own hands. And that seeing that many people at the range the other day, even though it's California, yeah, a lot more people were woken up by the inaction of the police. Yeah, yeah. When you see Asians at the range, oh yeah, yeah. But all in all, we have to make sure this woman is given her flowers while she is still here. Gentlemen and ladies, your safety is your own. There is no magical force shield that's going to summon cops at an instant. No. Mm-mm. Gentlemen, keep your head on the swivel. A little bit of paranoia is good, because when we look at what's happening in society, yeah, far too many criminals have been emboldened to think that they can enforce their will on innocent people. So no, it's time for the masses to arm themselves. I'm gonna reiterate this. Your safety is 100% your responsibility. And to close this out, this woman proved that an armed society is a polite society. Because if that guy would have did that and he had any shadow of a doubt that he would have met resistance, guess what? He would not have done it at all. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Gentlemen, ladies, protect yourself. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.